Professional football in America is a special game, a unique game, played nowhere else on earth. It is a rare game. The men who play it make it so.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs and have some fun.
Coming now, buddy. We on our horse all day long. Let's just kick that ball all day long.
Pick it up. Don't stop. Pick it up. Let's go.
Get after the ball. Get to somebody.
Regulators, mount up. We're coming.
Pro football is a mirror of early America. Reflecting toughness, courage, and self-denial.
There he is! Whoa! Whoa! Good job! Good job!
That's what I make a play out there, buddy. Nice job.
Over Pirate 2, ready.
45 blast!
Yeah, swing, swing.
45 blast!
Keep on playing at this level now, huh? Keep it up, baby. Keep it up.
We're gonna be here all day, baby!
Hey in there, little buddy. They're coming at you. Better smile.
Is this fun or what?
What's up, Hootat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol podcast. I'm your host, Jeff, and my drunk scale rating is not even a 1. I had 2 beers probably in the first quarter, but I haven't drank anything since. Let's see. We're recording this week's episode during halftime of the Saints-Patriots preseason game, where we can do an instant game recap, and the first game recap since the last time the Saints played football. Or actually, I guess, since the Super Bowl. But because we couldn't wait, we're going to do it tonight with our incomplete stats, but I think we have enough for what we want to talk about. So put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
I'm going to go with a 3. I had a Red Bull and vodka at the start of the game. I did not stop, unlike you. It's Saints football. It's been a while. I'm glad to have it back. So I treated it like every other Saints football game. Now, I did mix in some dinner in between there, so I probably could
pay $25 for that Red Bull and vodka?
I ain't in the dome.
Oh, okay.
I'm in my house.
Well, you're treating it like every Saints game, so.
Well, not every game is I'm going to be in the stadium for, although I am going to be in a lot this year. I looked at it. I think I may actually go to like 4, 5, or 6 straight Saints games. Because I'm going to 2 road
That's
games.
That's a good thing, since you're... total Saints.
No, right, but because I'm going
6
on,
in a row, yeah, no, that's
right, I said
cool.
Consecutive.
Yeah.
Consecutive, because I'm going to San Diego and Kansas City, and I think we have a bye week mixed in, and yeah, there's going to be a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Too. Yeah.
All right, Damon, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Thank you, 0.
There it is. All right, and then any story to tell about how you got to that 0?
Yeah, I drank some water and
right.
some Gatorade. Right.
Was it filtered water? Was it bottled water? Was it tap water?
I don't know. Call me. Tell me.
What do I drink?
Was it swamp? Did you drink any swamp?
Dasani. Pop? No, Dasani.
How many swamp pops did you have tonight?
No, this is a 0 swamp pop game. So.
Okay, because it's preseason. All right, then let's move into a game recap. All right, so like we said, as we're recording this, the Saints are playing the Patriots. The Patriots are winning 17-16. It's a game of 2-point conversions. Everybody seems to be going for 2 every time they score a touchdown.
Well, it's preseason. May as well.
Interesting, though. I mean, I don't remember that being a thing last year.
Well, I mean, with the extra distance on the extra point, some teams have pondered actually just going for 2 all the time because the law of averages says you're going to make it more than not, and it might actually be worth it just to say, fuck it, well, let's just go for 2 every time.
So try it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this is life imitating art. I mean, pro football is now Madden. You know? And those annoying cocksucker that when you play them, they always go for 2. You know, this is what pro football has become.
But look, when you have an offense as prolific as the Saints, I mean, why not go for 2? And considering the kicking issues that the Saints have had since Peyton has come on,
well, you would think you would want to give your kicker as many chances to practice an extra.
Or,
point.
Well,
exactly.
Or the numbers state we just assume we go for 2 every time, and when we got fucking Drew Brees, we got a goat.
Live by the sword, die by the sword. That's high risk, high reward.
I don't see once the regular season gets going, I don't see teams doing that. You know, going for two.
They didn't push it back further than it was last year, did they?
No.
Okay.
But maybe when the numbers came in last year, depending on how many extra points were missed, and if
total in the NFL, but not per team. I mean,
no, but well, look, if you're the Browns, you're kicking the extra point. You're not going for two.
Attention, all Cleveland Browns fans! Wow, can you believe that the season is over already? And what a season it was! Not everything went exactly as planned, but no one can deny that it was 16 games long!
Complete season!
So many great memories, like when we beat San Francisco! There were also some other games. But even though this season just ended, it's already time to start thinking about purchasing your 2016 Cleveland Browns tickets! And you'd better hurry, because they are going fast!
Not a true statement.
We've got Dwayne Bowe under contract for one more year. Don't miss his 6 catches at Cleveland Brown.
Currently averaging $1.2 million per catch.
We plan to sign and cut Terrell Pryor 5 more times! And we're already looking for some even tinier receivers! Speaking of tiny, we've still got Johnny Football. What sort of monkey shines is this little scoundrel going to get into next year? We don't know, but it'll probably involve a hot tub and a handgun. So order your 2016 Browns season tickets today, and we'll include tickets to 2 mandatory preseason games at absolutely full cost. Act now, because just like every year, when the NFL playoffs begin, so does the Browns offseason.
This has been a paid advertisement by the Cleveland Browns.
But if you're the Saints and you've been a top 10 offense for the last decade,
all right,
going for two.
Yeah,
might
but remember
make sense.
We had a bad red zone offense last year.
Yeah, we added some pieces.
You didn't
year.
Have Michael Thomas,
right, or Kobe Fleener.
But we were talking about the extra point. Look, I mean, last year I think the year before, what was it, 95% or 98% was made. And I think last year 93% was made. So it's not even like moving it back.
I think it's preseason. They just want to get as many offensive snaps.
Yeah, see what they like. Yeah, you try. Why not? You know.
All right, so then let's kind of go into a couple of players and talk about them. Obviously, we're not going to talk about Breeze. But Grayson.
Breeze had his first series. The first play of the game was a nice 37-yard.
Yeah, that's true.
The Cook's boner. My Cook's boner was up and ready to go.
All right, so the only thing Cooks did, yeah.
Yeah.
first two drives, fumble and interception.
Yeah, not good.
Well, no, not great. And look, it was nice to see Breeze get out of there, because last year he took 0 snaps in the preseason. Mm-hmm.
He definitely had to play in the third game. I don't think he played in the first game, but he definitely played in the third game, right?
No, he did not.
Well, he had a little injury going on, or they were just...
He didn't. I don't... Wasn't he coming off the thing? No. Drew Breeze... How do you not remember this? Drew Breeze took 0 snaps.
In the preseason?
Last preseason. Yes.
That
total.
That doesn't sound right. What do you have to... Are you
well, hold on. I'll send you a link. Right. Do your bore fill, and I'll send the link.
Please, because that doesn't sound right.
All right. So Drew Brees is the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints, and he has been playing for the Saints since 2006. I'm just buying time while Damon.
No, just start talking about other guys. We can come back to it.
He said bore fill. All right. Let's talk about Ingram. Not in love with the fumble, but he kind of made up for it with
the
touchdown.
Ingram's going to be fine. He's never had a fumbling issue in his career up until now. It's just...
Was that his first touch that he fumbled on?
No, the first one he had done right before it.
Yeah, no, he had a good
run.
Oh, that's right.
An 8-yard run, and then...
And then he fumbled, yeah.
Okay. Then comes up with a fumble. What?
Yeah. He hasn't had a propensity for fumbling, so... one fumble doesn't scare me. And then he did come back and get the 2 touchdowns. So Ingram's the workhorse. I am kind of surprised at how long they kept Ingram in the game. I mean, he was in the game for a while. It's the second quarter. There's no
almost
reason.
Almost the whole second. Well, Sean Payton did say before the game that the number ones would play well into and maybe even the whole second quarter.
Outside of Breeze.
Right. Well,
which they kind of did. Like, I don't think Cooks did, but a handful of
them,
especially on the defense. A lot of the ones on the defense played.
Little disappointed in Hightower's performance.
I mean, really? I mean, he's fucking Hightower. What do you expect?
More than that, 2 yards.
We've moved in some second team offensive linemen in the first half, so
Okay. I'll give you that. Damon, you were excited about Coon.
And Friends?
Coon and Friends alert. Coon and Friends alert.
What the hell is that?
Alert. Seriously. All Coon friends to base. Alert, you guys. I'm seriously.
Mom, Dad, I finished dinner. Can I go up to my room?
Well, sure, Stan. How did that thing get there, Randy?
I don't know.
Well, take it down. It's noisy.
I can't. I don't know what happened to all my tools.
Yeah, he's a damn good pickup. Being this late in the preseason, he was a Pro Bowler last year. I can't believe he was there. He was available for us.
Yeah, he's definitely a solid fullback, and it's fun that we get to say Coon and Friends.
Coon and Friends alert!
Bobby was all about Coon and Friends.
Yeah,
and
guys.
When he scored the touchdown, they're going to go, Coon!
And I'll go, and Friends!
Coon and Friends alert!
That's going to be fun.
I'm going to make that joke every single time with Coon and Friends.
Coon and Friends alert!
So I do have to give credit like Courtney. Courtney always... He brought it up first when we were watching Green Bay or play for whoever, and he's like, Coon and Friends.
Coon and Friends alert.
All right, CJ Spiller. So what was the question? Was it last week or the week before from Twitter? Would Spiller or Bird play more? So Spiller's got two carries for 2 yards in the preseason here.
And, he had a great run that was negated by a penalty, and he looked healthy. Like he cut – I mean, he looked good on the run that he had.
Excellent.
I mean, you can't place.
So maybe the Ingram and Spiller can be kind of like that Deuce and.
You're standing
on the
name. Bullshit. That's fine. But Spiller did look in the.
Or Pierre
Spiller looks healthy. That's a good sign. On that one, like I said, on that one run he had, he looked like holy shit. He's got the cut moves and he's got the speed.
It's Sproles.
As long as he's healthy, it's going to provide a nice boost to the offense. He's got to stay healthy.
All right. And let's jump over to special teams and talk about Marcus Murphy.
Tom Murphy!
Well, you ever notice, and I think I brought it up before on the show, anytime there is a muffed kick return, be it a kickoff or a punt, it seems like...
A big play. Yeah. Well, you wonder if it's because the kicking team sees the muff and they're like, They lose their discipline and their cover.
I don't know. But whenever you muff a muff, whenever you muff a a return, it is a big play. But good for Murphy. That's why we drafted him. Is what I remember reading last year, and that he. For special teams and his return. Right. So
he did have a return for a touchdown last year.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. The funny thing
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he did because it was the same game that he muffed a punt just before that, and I think they had to re-kick for whatever reason. And I remember
was it a preseason or regular season?
No, it was regular.
No, he had a touchdown.
Yeah.
I remember texting y'all before we knew that they were going to get the re-kick, and I'm like, "Fuck Marcus Murphy," because he muffed the punt. That was like the second or third that he'd had a problem catching over the year. He's high risk, high reward. He's not the best deep ball catcher kind of guy. But then they did the re-kick and he scored the touchdown, and I was like, "Never mind."
Tom Murphy.
So here he did, and so then of course when he muffs and he picks it up and runs it all for 30 yards or something. I'm sitting here like, we're going to go through this all year, aren't we?
Yeah, that was definitely a problem. He did have,
hands issue.
Yeah.
But
he couldn't get his hands on the muff.
Just, hope experience cleans that up. But you say experience cleans it up. I mean, he didn't start playing football last year. He's been returning kicks, I'm sure, since high school and college. I mean,
yeah, well, it's different when you're getting hit, when you get hit on kickoffs by NFL players than college players.
I'm sure, but I mean those. He's by himself.
He's muffing it on the kick itself, not
right.
Getting hit and
right, not fumbling. Right, right. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't know. I like the kid. I want him to succeed. Obviously, I want everybody. Everybody.
And we'll see. I mean, he's clearly fighting for a spot with Lasko, the current year second.
Really? So is that going to be either him or Lasko?
What's going to be Cadet, Lasko, and Murphy? I think are fighting for two spots. So one of those guys is going to get cut, or maybe we can get him on the practice squad, but I kind of doubt it.
Well, maybe Lasko can go to the practice squad. Maybe that's what they'll do. You know, because Lasko, what, he's an undrafted.
I got a correction, by the way.
He's a seventh round pick.
The punt that he muffed and picked up and ran was 48 yards, right. Not 30.
Touchdown, Patriots.
Yeah, but this don't.
This
don't, I mean.
This is third and fourth string. I know.
Yeah, this isn't even worth mentioning. I mean, you know.
All right, so speaking of guys who are going to make the team, Michael Thomas, who had a lot of hype the last week and two from the Green Fire. Now he's got four catches already for 67.
And it's not just – it's the catches that he made.
Yeah,
like,
the
one, one of those ones, I really didn't think he was in bounds. I don't know how the fuck he got in bounds.
He wasn't. the one the referee confirmed?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't in bounds. I don't know how they did, but I would
have. You saw Sean Payton laughing after.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew he was out of bounds.
So yeah, that one, he had the one where he got interfered with and still made a fantastic catch. I mean, look, the hype train on him is he's probably got the highest hype so far at a training camp.
Yeah.
This game didn't disprove any of that.
Right. Dude, you got Thomas, Cooks, and Snead.
I mean, if you were going to get a Saints jersey, you should probably get Michael Thomas.
No!
Look, I'm not saying Jeff obviously does
not. No, not Jeff. Jeff does not get a Saints jersey.
I was looking through my jerseys today. The only active player I have left is Drew Brees. And the only
Put it on, because if you do, he'll something will happen.
Right.
Just
don't put it on.
I left those jerseys. I tucked them even deeper in the closet.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff.
I was going to jump from Thomas if y'all had nothing else to say about him.
I just think the hype is real. I mean, this kid is legit.
I believe so. I mean, it's one preseason game, one quarter. You know, let's not, send him to Canton.
He's going
to
send him to Canton.
But again, do you remember how many people were pissed when we drafted him right there? Because they were like, well, we don't need a receiver. We need defense.
Because I don't go.
And every one of those people are buying a Michael Thomas jersey tomorrow.
Right. I don't know because I don't go on Twitter. So.
But even just general. Now, granted, I don't go to message boards either. But like the general reaction was, why are we taking a receiver there?
Right. Well,
the pressing needs. But with Colston being gone, we needed a receiver.
Right. And the same way. Look, that leads to a good segue. What I was thinking when I watched him. I know he's supposed to be a Colston replacement. Now, how tall was Marcus Colston?
Colston was, I think, 6'4".
Okay, and Thomas, I think, is 6'3".
Thomas is 6'3", yeah.
Okay. But I don't know. He kind of reminds me, because he's younger and Colston was never fast. I don't know. I was just hoping, thinking more of a Joe Horn than a Colston.
Well, I think Thomas is definitely more talented than Colston. I think he's
More physically gifted is what you're trying to say.
Yes.
He's trying to say his penis is bigger? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, I'm saying he does hand yoga. He's got better fingers.
Oh.
for the ladies.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why he does finger yoga.
Does he really do finger yoga?
Or hand yoga, whatever. Or fist yoga? No, he's going to do fist yoga, right?
Oh, my God. All right, let's talk about Kobe Fleener.
What?
Flanders.
What? What is it?
Game's out there. Made you look.
One catch for 11 yards in the first half, so.
It was a good catch that he made. Helped out, extended that drive, getting some grace and some confidence after his pick.
Yeah.
So, look, like I said.
He'll be all right.
Look, Breeze had one series and threw one pass to Cooks. None of these receivers have caught a pass from Breeze yet, so. They're fine.
Yeah.
They're fine. Yeah. He's going to be fine.
Right. Look, you Tom Brady didn't start. Breeze barely started.
Count Breeze.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you can't.
Breeze threw one pass. Come on.
But I'm glad he was out there. And I hope next week, I hope he stays for two
passes.
Series.
I hope Ingram doesn't fumble on the third play again.
Right. But,
so
Breeze
can stay out there.
Right.
Well, Breeze would have stayed out there. Right.
You look. I think we did well. Yes, the two turnovers, Garrett Grayson's turnover, I'm not crying about, because what if Garrett Grayson's starting, we're in trouble.
We're
but he did come back and lead
Yeah, good resilience.
Two drives.
Yeah, and he had a little mini Reggie touchdown run where he kind of
and left.
He did the white guy Reggie leap.
Yeah, he did. No, you're right. That might like that Miami leap in 2009.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah,
but you know, he had two nice drives, right? You know, okay, so he had a pick six.
Yeah, we got a little ball control problem though. We had three fumbles and the pick. McCown threw a pick too, apparently.
Well,
that's five turnovers. That's five potential turnovers.
Yeah, Michael Thomas actually recovered one of our own fumbles. Josh Hill caught a pass and fumbled, and Michael Thomas recovered.
Yeah. Right.
So
and yoga. Everybody needs to take and yoga on the Saints.
Okay. Sound. Is that a thing?
Yeah, no, he actually said, people asked him about it, like, why are you so good? He's like, I took hand yoga, so I got strong hands to catch the ball and hold on to the ball.
He actually takes hand yoga.
Well, good.
That's a thing. Yeah, good.
All right, well, then let's move on to the defense, because that's kind of the big question mark for everybody, and Dennis Allen's defense. Does Dennis Allen look like Matthew McConaughey on the sideline?
When he did that Dallas All-Star? Myers Club. Maybe then.
Maybe. All right. So Adebali's got two sacks. One of those coming on, and who was it that
there was one where he got on his own, and another one I think Laurinaitis came in, and then
Laurinaitis whiffed on it, and Adebali picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
But look, and guys have said like Adebali has kind of separated himself from Guachem and Tall and been kind of the leader. And tonight didn't disprove it. I mean, he had speed off the end. Even on plays where he didn't get a sack,
he had a couple pressures.
Yeah, yeah.
Adebali wants to make this team.
Look, Adebali is going to be the starter at right end.
Adebali boner.
I mean, that would be so nice to have someone to bookend with Cam Jordan, you know? Because, look, Cam Jordan made the Pro Bowl last year with nobody on the other side.
Right.
With offensive lines not having to worry about anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
but Cam Jordan.
Adebali had five sacks. That was the highest.
Yeah. Yeah. And Jordan didn't even play tonight, right?
No, he did play.
Okay.
Well, he had a baby this week, so he didn't practice.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
He had a baby?
Well, he had a baby. But I'm like,
That's incredible news that he had a baby.
Wow.
I mean, goodness. And he was practicing?
He's like that Olympian.
Right? The movie Junior.
The movie Junior.
Arnold was pregnant, right?
Yeah, he was.
I never saw that movie yet.
You really never?
Oh, my goodness. What was that?
I heard they were going to remake it.
That was a bad penalty on 46. That was an awful penalty. Like, what are you doing, dude? I think that's Crawley.
Oh,
Crawley.
Thanks for punting the ball. The punt returner clearly signaled fair catch, and number 46 just hit him anyway.
Just plowed into him, yeah.
Way before the ball got there.
Yep.
And he did not make the team.
That is Crawley. He needs to go Crawley.
There's what was the Twitter question? Your surprise cut of the week? Yeah, there's your surprise cut.
Actually,
not a surprise anymore.
No, Crawley has actually looked good and with a certain other Saints injury, which we'll get to.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, y'all got anything else on the game? Because we just pretty much went through.
Well, I get it. It's the first preseason game. Sitting here watching on TV, I can't tell. Like Jason, Cam Jordan didn't start. I didn't realize that. I mean, watching it, I didn't. You know, I'm not looking at numbers. I can't even, you know, halftime see all the numbers. But look, I was pleasantly surprised. Right?
The defense appeared to play better. And I know you're not playing against Tom Brady,
right?
But you got some starters going, and I know everything's vanilla. Right. But the defense seemed to get after it, to play better, to be more cohesive. I mean, look, other than the turnover, like, our defense stopped the Pats on their first couple of offensive drives.
Right, right. And our offense moved the ball without Breeze, which is a big thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, I mean, so it went into halftime. We were up or we were down by three. We're close enough that it doesn't matter. You know, I know Sean Payton said, look, we want to win in preseason. I understand that. But winning in preseason is your, depending on what game of preseason it is, it's either, you know, your first quarter, second quarter, you know, because quarters three and four are your guys trying to make the team. You know, their talent level isn't so overwhelming that they're automatically going to make the team.
Right.
Now, it's nice to see those guys do something because that means you might have depth.
Right. Well, and you're looking for position battles more than you're looking for other things. You're right. Looking for intensity and you're looking for excitement. I mean, Sean Payton even said that pregame. You know, you want to score. Yeah, and yeah, you want your drives to execute, your players to execute and your drives to work, but they're watching specific guys do specific things in specific situations. When you're trying to make that decision on if you got five guys in a certain position, you're only going to keep two or three. Which ones are you going to keep?
Sure.
So, well, and look, we were down by a point at halftime, and one of those touchdowns was a defensive touchdown by New England on that pick right. six.
Yeah, right. So the defense is looking good.
Like I said, like the defense held them. I was encouraged mm-hmm. to see what we were doing on defense. We were making plays. We were covering guys, making pass breakups. We were getting pressure, whether it be Edebali. Sheldon Rankins had some pressures in there. It's just it's a good sign. You know, to see it's better than what we've been used to.
All right. So anyway, we don't have any news on Stephone Anthony because he's hurt.
But he did. Yeah, right. He got hurt and
he got carted off.
He got carted off. Well, he went to the sideline and then got carted off.
Right.
I'm hoping it's just like at worst like a high ankle sprain. But if that's going to be a 6 week injury, so he won't.
I'm hoping it's nothing. I'm hoping he got bell rung.
I'm hoping it's nothing too. But I mean,
hopefully it's a concussion.
Nope. Yeah, so he can shit his pants in
right.
40 years. Yeah,
right. So
I hope you have a concussion.
Well, I mean, 40 years from now, that's not gonna.
You know, it was that kind. Of, it's that kind of attitude that got us in this situation with the concussion. Right.
You just sounded like an NFL owner or Roger Goodell. I hope it's a concussion.
Yes,
I hope you get a concussion.
Except Tom Benson. Tom Benson wouldn't have said that.
That might be the worst thing.
I think Tom Benson had a couple of concussions.
Tom Benson said.
No, see, that's not right.
Tom Benson is probably praying for a concussion right now.
For himself.
Right.
My God. All right, let's move on.
Out of my misery.
Wait. Well, I mean, since we mentioned injuries, Keenan Lewis, we could talk about him.
Well, so I was going to jump into headlines, and we can move it there. So then let's move into headlines.
Hello, I'm Kent Brockman, and this is Eye on Springfield.
All right, first headline, Keenan Lewis. What happened?
Well, look, like I said, either last week or the week before, hip injuries are hard to deal with and come back from. Now, look, I know I'm just a regular nobody with no athletic talent, but I had a hip flexor.
Keep going.
We're all agreeing. It's the smartest thing I've ever heard you say. Go ahead.
Right.
No, keep knowledge. On. No knowledge of anything. No marketable skills. No.
I had a hip flexor injury that lingered for like 3 or 4 months until I finally didn't feel any effects of the hip flexor. And Keenan Lewis. Now look, Keenan Lewis is a far superior athlete than me, but he had a severe hip injury last year, and that's who he was recovering from. Comes off the PUP, plays one practice, and we haven't seen him since. And you're like, man, where is he? They asked Peyton. What about Keenan Lewis? No comment. And now the rumor's coming out. Yeah, he had a setback. He's got a hip injury, and he's getting second and third opinions, and this doesn't look good. I mean, he's probably going to miss a month or two, I would think, at least.
Well, I mean, that put him back in around game five. When is our bye week?
Bye week is after, I think, the Chargers game. Is that right? I think after week four. I know our bye week's early.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so maybe he could return after the bye.
But he hasn't been healthy the last year and a half. It kind of sucks because he was our best quarterback.
Whoa, the last year and a half.
Well, somebody's going to have to step up then. Because
yeah, look, the last
can't rely
the
on last, him.
Last year, he played six games and he was hurt all year.
Right, but I don't remember him being hurt before that.
In 2014, he got hurt.
Did he get hurt at the end of that season?
Yeah, he got injured at some point towards the end of 2014, he got hurt.
Whose leg was it that bent the wrong way?
Oh. You think of Jabari Greer.
Yeah.
Okay. I still have not watched that video.
No, and don't.
No, I'm not. I can't. I'm not going to.
All right, hold on. I have to ask one question before you got here. Jason, what did you do to get to get a hip flexor?
Oh God.
Okay, I'll admit it. That's fine. I was playing kickball and I kicked the ball. I kicked the shit out the ball and I got a hip flexor.
Did you know that, Damon?
No, I didn't know it, but I figured it was something.
Okay, that's fine. Well, you mock kickball all you want. There are athletes that play kickball. Look, you have never played or seen a kickball game, an adult kickball game, right? I'm assuming, Damon, you haven't.
No, an adult kickball. No. The two words don't even go together.
Okay, that's fine. All
right. Is there a professional kickball league that I'm unaware of?
In the Waka League, the better teams around the country go to Vegas and they play for $50,000 every year.
Uh-huh. So the latest that I have on the Keenan Lewis thing, though, is it is a strain on his hip.
It's a hip strain. Now, he's getting multiple opinions, but it's a hip strain. So that's why it's not season-ending, but he's going to be out, I would think, at least
Well, okay, but last year it was a tear? I don't know.
Same hip or no?
I mean...
Probably. I don't know exactly.
But if this is a strain, you know, are there... strain, pulls, and tears. You know, what are the through?
I mean, I'm sure there's
what are the levels? Is what I'm asking.
There's different levels, but this is a strain. But I would think this is a strain of the same hip that was also hurt last year, which makes it a little worse. But so with this injury, now it's more important that you know you got PJ Williams. He's gotten some hype. You got these two undrafted guys, Devontae Harris, Crawley. I thought they were definitely going to keep at least one. Now, I mean, if we put Keenan on the pup and he's out for a few weeks, we're probably going to keep both these undrafted cornerbacks. You know, like, I mean, the secondary had a lot of depth, but with Keenan being out, I mean, we're going to need. I mean, who's going to be the look? Keenan ain't going to play week one. I think that's a given. So who is our number two starting in week one? It's probably PJ Williams, right? I mean, Damian Swan's fighting off concussions. He's missed a few practices.
It's be Crowley.
You got PJ Williams, Crowley, Devontae Harris, Damian Swan. I mean, at this point with Keenan's injury, I think both those undrafted guys probably make the roster now.
We'll see. All right, going to move on, though, because it's all speculation, and we got to watch a few more preseason games to see what happens. But next one is Lance Moore. He was about to sign with the Falcons, or did he sign with the Falcons? Or
he did. He signed up for the Falcons and stayed there for like 3 days.
And then retired.
It took a look around and was like, fuck this, I'm retiring.
I think he did it on purpose just to fuck the Falcons.
Good.
A true New Orleans Saint.
Good. It's funny, too, because there was definitely... And like I was... It's like, come on, man. You're only going to sign with the fucking Falcons.
He showed up for camp... And I heard this from from some people that know him, and he was telling them that just the smell of failure, in that locker room and around that organization, he said it was palatable. Either you could actually smell the failure on these people, and then they had to tell him no, it wasn't that's not failure. No failure, you doesn't have a smell, Lance. He said that was actually their. Their quarterback, Noodle Arm Poopy Pants.
I was going to say.
And that, you know.
In the middle asshole.
You know, in that Matt Ryan just always defecates himself. You know, we have physical proof of that, you know. And that's what it was. Matt and Lance Moore couldn't stand it, and he had to leave.
Wow.
You know?
Bravo, because Lance
Moore. Noodle Arm Poopy Pants.
Noodle Arm Shit Pants.
Matty Shit Pants.
Right, but honestly, I mean, Lance Moore, God bless him. You know, I mean, it had to be. You know, look, he's a older player now. God bless him. He's been playing.
I mean, he had a 10-year career. That's
right. Something. Look, I mean, he was a Hazlitt draft pick, wasn't he?
Yes, he was on the practice squad.
Right.
That last Hazlitt year. Yeah.
Right. So you know, he's had a long career. I understand. You're an older player in the league like that. Look, you're just looking to bank some money. I mean, and even a vet minimum, a 10-year vet minimum, it had to be $1 million, man. So God bless him. I mean, I can't blame someone for wanting to bank
I'm just glad that he retired instead of played for the Falcons.
Sure.
That was fun.
It definitely makes it, yeah, a little bit.
Well, you saw the other day, we all know that Jari Evans signed with Seattle.
Yeah, not thrilled about it.
Not thrilled, but what you give me your opinion. You know, his deal with Seattle is less than what the Saints asked him
to take a pay cut
to
for.
Take a pay cut.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you read into that?
It's player ego. Like for the last 2 years, every year he's taken a pay cut to stay, and that hits your
right.
Okay. Hits your ego each time. And look, even though it's true, and it was the Saints were right to reduce his contract, as a player, you know, it hurts. You know, like these guys have a lot of pride. Especially a guy who's been an all-pro, he's been a pro bowler.
Where's the love if you watch Ballers, right? Where's the love?
It hurts their pride, and so that's why he didn't want to stick around, because I always figured, like, we could always have a spot for him.
Well, then I'm glad that he's not here, because it's the Jimmy Graham syndrome. He felt slighted. He wasn't happy because of what they asked him to do. He wasn't. His heart wasn't going to be in it. I'm happy he's not here. I don't want a player who
feels that way.
Yeah, Jeff, you know, I didn't look at it that way, but I think you are right. Because I was hoping that, you know, that – I knew he was still out there. I was hoping he wouldn't sign with Seattle and that he would, you know, maybe we'd pick him up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'd pick him up at the end of training camp. I was hoping that. But what you just said as far as, you know, his heart might not be an into it, an attitude. But it's just a shame. I mean, look, Jari Evans and Carl Nix made up one of the greatest
guard tandem,
right? When they were, you know, in their prime, when we were winning all those games, they were so good. So you hate, and look, when anytime money's involved, feelings are going to be hurt, you know, and it's so tough. Look on these players because, I'm not saying I would be any different, but it's all about, you know, this is my money for my family, and the team has to look at it as, you know, we have a
team to pay.
Right, we have, you know, 53 guys to pay. You know, we can't. You know, it's a business. So.
Well, and look, and Jari got a huge deal from the Saints at some point. So it's not like we went through his whole career and didn't pay him.
Right.
You know, like he got a big deal when he was paid commensurate with where he was in the league. So it's not like we ever disrespected him, but just look, he started to get injured. And he's not the player he used to be.
If you remember correctly, we decided to pay him and not pay Carl Nix.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We paid him and not Carl Nix.
And really, like, Carl Nix was the better guard.
Right. And I don't think he ever played a down for Tampa.
He played a few games that first year before he got MRSA. But then he got MRSA, and that's
he got MRSA during the season? I thought he got
He got an infection. Yeah. He got hurt, and then he got an infection, and then that was it. But he played a handful of games that first year with Tampa, and then he got hurt, and then he never came back.
Ever.
Which is crazy.
All right. Y'all got any more headlines? Because if not, we can move on to final thoughts.
Final thoughts. It's nice to have Saints football back, but I will say, and I put it on Twitter, like it was nice to kind of have Saints game day Twitter back, but fuck, people say stupid shit.
You know what really grinds my gears?
And during the game, it's just constant, like minute after minute. Yeah, like I watch the game and I check Twitter, and everybody says something after every single play. And there's
every
so
play
much
is the most important play of the game.
And there's so much stupid shit that people just say, and they overreact, and they say stupid shit, and then, you know, a half hour later, when something else happens, it's like, oh, I guess I was wrong.
Super Bowl. Yep.
And you know, Courtney responded to me on Twitter, and it made me think, like, I think I'm not going to check Twitter during Saints games this year.
I'm not.
Because it's just
I'm just going to text Joe, and that's it.
Right. It's just instant overreaction.
And don't worry, I'll overreact for Twitter.
We can overreact on text, and it'll just be between the three of us.
Right. You can overreact privately, you know.
Right. But it's just so stupid, and I think I'm finally over it.
But that's Twitter. Look, I mean, look, there are things Twitter are useful for. Like you said, you know, news, breaking news, you know, things like that, or promotions. But you know, the individual fans, and I've talked about it before in the show, you know, I'm reading an article, and this, you know, journalist or whatever the hell they are, they're just quoting random assholes from Twitter. It's like...
But how is that any different than the man on the street where you just grab some guy and get a quote from him back in the day before any of that existed?
Sure, right. But how often did that happen?
Right.
You didn't
exactly.
see a man on the street.
It wasn't every minute.
Every news broadcast. I mean,
right.
you know.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of... And when you did, it was kind of like maybe witnesses to something, you know.
Someone who was actually there.
I mean, like, so right. I might check it. Like, if somebody gets injured, maybe I'll check it to see what the updates are on the players.
Sure, well, again, that's me.
Like Stephone Anthony.
Right, but other than that, like, I think I'm just...
Got it right that time, right?
Yeah, I'm just done with it.
Well,
all right. Damon.
Hold on, my last final thought. So I'm going to Chicago tomorrow to watch my Cubbies play Friday and Saturday. So it's going to be nice to get back to Wrigley Field. I haven't been there in 9 years.
Is this a vacation or work?
No, it's vacation. I'm going with my dad. I ain't working.
Okay.
I'm just happy to go back to Wrigley. I'm excited.
You were hoping it was work or something?
Well, no, I'm just curious. I mean,
okay.
You know, I'm just wondering if your firm has, I mean, he's going to
No.
Going to Chicago, he's going to San Diego, he's going to Kansas City.
All my vacations this year are purely vacation. I have no clients in Chicago, so our flight is at 7 something.
But he's not paying homage to the mouse this year. That's how he's able to do all that.
Oh, you answered my next question, because he had to go to Disney World.
Well, hold on. I'm not going to Florida, but I'm going to the Saints Chargers game in October.
Oh, you are going to Disneyland?
Yes.
Oh. After that, that's right.
Yes, I'm going to the Chargers game on October 2nd, and then we're going to spend a few days in Disneyland, because it's right there. I can't not go.
All right. Well, there you go. Damon, final thought. Jason takes a lot of vacations.
That's what I was thinking.
I've earned this shit, bitch. I'm going to Chicago.
Hey, if you can, do it.
Next week. Hey, no, God bless you. You know, yeah.
Hey, look, as humans, we need – Europe takes a lot more vacations than America. I feel like that's part of the problem with America. We need more vacations.
Right.
We need more relaxing time. Like work.
Now you're cutting into Damon.
He's trying to set me off. Is what he's trying to do. So you want to be more like Europe?
Please stop. I'm just going to ask you. Please.
Yeah. No.
I honestly did not think
final
that.
Thought. Damon. Final.
Wait a second. Let Jason answer the question.
All right.
I didn't think the whole Europe not liking you and you not liking Europe. I like
Europe fine. You know, I'd love to get over there.
Jason just wants more vacations. That's all.
No. Right. That's all I want is
more to it.
I want more Americans to take more vacations. That's all I want.
And get paid more.
Well, sure. We all want to get paid more, right?
More, less work, more money. Gotcha. Okay. Sounds like a winning combination.
Hey, that sounds like the American way.
No, that's actually the French way.
Really? What American actually wants to work more and get paid less?
One of the wheels is coming off the rail. That's one.
No, it's not.
I know there's four wheels. Now that's one. One wheel off.
Okay, I'm done.
All right, Damon, final thought.
Look, I say the Saints make the playoffs this year, and LSU makes the playoffs.
Oh.
I like it. Is that your bold prediction?
Really? Yeah. I don't think it's too bold. I don't think it's too bold. I mean, look, all we have to do is have a fucking defense that doesn't give up the historically bad numbers.
Yeah. And all LSU needs is a quarterback that can be
decent. I do like, though, there was that quote that Drew Brees said that our offense should score a touchdown on every drive, and then the first drive of the preseason. Whoopsie!
Well, preseason. We were on our way to scoring a touchdown.
That's true. That's true. But we didn't.
Well, marking your fumble. And
But we didn't. Right.
You know.
Well,
stop being negative Nancy.
All right.
Right. No, okay. You know, something we didn't touch on was the Hall of Fame game debacle. And the NFL's, like, once again, making a terrible, stupid decision. Like, how the fuck does a $12 billion industry continue to make blunder after blunder
I mean, what was... Okay, I know the official story was the paint they put on the logo.
No, dude, so they used the wrong paint. The paint didn't dry quick enough. So some genius thought, okay, the paint's not drying. Let's heat up the field. So they heated up the field. The problem was it was field turf, and when they heated the field, the pellets started melting together, and it got sticky and slick. So then they're like, okay, well, maybe let's put paint thinner on the field,
Oh my god!
To do that, and then teams got word, and like, dude, we ain't playing with like paint that. You know why that happened skin.
Though? Because they hired guys who wanted to work less and get paid more.
Very good. It went to the lowest contract.
There you go. All right. Yep. And then we're going to end on that high note. So that's all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. And if you don't listen to us on iTunes, Android, or Google Play, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, Hall of Fame game donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation. Oh, when the